Kirvav and Kirvav, Yidal El Elo, Hekash and Mem Alef, September 15, 1981, on Sunday.
Hanukkah is a meaning to the Kirvavim, 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 so the first chapter of Hekash is, why does it more air? The more the chapter is going to be that in the so why can we more say that we are going to survive in the same chapter? So when we think of really, nothing wrong. Only if it's worth something out, even though from the point of view of that is so, so Sunday should be just as good as Wednesday, because there's another time, what have we done? What have we done? In other words, because the more
and
not on Sunday, because each will get married on Sunday, so it will not have Bloch and Dov. And we have to emphasize Bloch and Dov in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the more points out that it's too long to be the more says that it's too long to be said. And he developed the Mahamishi when the Lion is the Mahamishi. Why? Because of Kohen Dogen, insofar as time soon is better. So the more says that the Shura could be the Dream of Him and the very Dream of Him. But the Shura has to meet the Dream of Him in the daytime, Wednesday, and in order to be able to be developed, the Mahamishi is night. That is because of Kohen Dogen. So we see that the Mishnah does not ignore the meaning of Bloch and Dogen. So it seems the Mishnah does not ignore Bloch and Dogen, and because of that, the Bloch and Dogen, they have to be meeting the MLB. They have to be meeting the MLB in the daytime of the day, and not being the 29th of the day coming. Why? Because it has to be meeting the MLB and be developed. The name Hamishi went tonight in order to have Bloch and Dogen. So it seems we recognize the meaning of Bloch and Dogen anyway. So Shmuel could be the tenet that the reason is why the Mishnah. The reason is why the Mishnah makes the Shmuel Mishnah no Vidakta, not on Sunday, because if they get married on Sunday, they want to be Bloch and Dogen. And you couldn't say that Bloch and Dogen is not important, because the Bloch and Dogen is that the Shmuel is different no Vidakta in the relative Hamishi. In order to have Bloch and Dogen. So we do recognize the importance of Bloch and Dogen. Jesus, we do recognize the importance of Bloch and Dogen anyway, so Shmuel could be the parent that the reason is why the Mishnah spells out that will be not revealing all Sunday, because on Sunday there is no Bloch and Dogen. So in other words, the main Kavano, the type of things that the Shmuel could have mentioned the time of Bloch and Dogen instead of Job. Very globally time to talk to. We have to say, now if it's collaborating, if it's collaborating, there's the cash. There is only one cash. Now if you cannot say that Dogen is not important, because we do recognize the importance of Dogen, because it's not for the importance of Bloch and Dogen. So then, a Shura could be missing the Dream of Dream and develop the Dream of Dream. And we say no, that Shura is missing the Dream of Dream and develop the Dream of Hamid. That's what we want to say. So, in a strange religion, why that the meeting him of being in the valley when denied to his community because of Bloch and Dogen? So the Mishnah does recognize the importance of Bloch and Dogen. See, the Mishnah does recognize the importance of Bloch and Dogen anyway. So the Melech well could explain the reason why the Mishnah emphasizes the Mobili doctor, not the Mobili or the Mobili. Because the Mobili doesn't know Bloch and Dogen. They go with Tami Dogen, they say it's in Broche, and Broche and Dogen, the Mishnah does recognize, because the Gemara points out that when the Mishnah says, Tua Mishnah Mavi, it means Tua Mishnah Mavi, and the Bela Yom Hamishu went tonight. So, because of Broche and Dogen, they are really the Tami Broche and Yom Hamishu in the table, and Yitzra Vayano, Abo Yishu Dogen, and Yitzra Vayano, and that's my Tami, and I'm a Tami in the Broche, Abo Yishu Dogen, and I'm a Tami in the Broche, of course, Bloch and Dogen is important, but Bloch and Dogen is not a real. If somebody just ignores the meaning of Bloch and Dogen, so he's not going to allow him. There's no idea. It's the only way to think. So here, we're trying to explain why the Mishnah says to an individual of this. And any other day, he'll be not allowed yet. If he married it to one any other day, even if he married it to one. And Sunday, he'll be not allowed to be a Christian. Why is that? That's because of Dogen. Because had it been because of Bloch and Dogen, he wouldn't be an Abayan, which is the ideal thing. But an Abayan would. Now, the Mishnah, the boy or any boy, hollow mouth. Hot from time my beyond me. So here, Gabriel says, So, as you say, what's up here? What's up for? שלאיכו, מגול חוגורה, כי נעייני, אני מוטלת של החולות. So, it's much more from what the black is, and that is much more from one lot in the case that, that it really means the reason is why we should say, even the case where he doesn't marry her because of her not being able to get married, because she is sick, so he still wants to be in a hood in the game because he's not with the girl. So what do you mean he's not with the girl? It's his bad luck. His mother was there. These are going, oh, my God, for the day, oh, here from the mouth, he got raped the way he went off. So we want to honor it. So if we say that you can still say this, we start with the day, oh, we start with the day, oh, but in the case of here from the mouth, we got raped the way he went off, the regular thing, showing that the period at the time, from the marriage, he couldn't say to him, it's your bad luck, because it's a natural thing. From the marriage, the meaning is dead. The meaning is nothing to do. The meaning is nothing to do. The meaning is not. From the marriage, could be the creation in the marriage. Keeping one of the words, the word might seem to be that vessel. Must be able to be that the prevail. Seeing is that vessel. For her to have, to be very freedom. So it's an unnatural phenomenon from the marriage he could attribute it. To his bad luck, or humor, please be penalty. Become the child of a style, he just left it on the head. Just left it on the head. Alright. So it's Rabbi. Post-Rabbi, he did as man, the one he said, Eichwe Hitler, the Eichwe Hitler, Loi Yisroi Loi Kotam, Elo Loi, Loi Nocho, Loi Kotam, Elo Loi Yisro. He says it is with the youth. They, so if the 12-month period expires, and then the woman did not get married to the husband. So he has not, he is come back with you. So it's much more that the Menina was the Tidot, because if the Menina had been the Tidot, so then the Mishnah should use the expression the Lord not so. I mean, the subject should be the husband, not the woman. Since it uses the expression me too with the youth, so the subject is not the man, but the subject is the woman. So that means that the Menina is the Tidot. What does it mean that the Menina is the Tidot? So that was, sometimes the Menina is the Tidot, neglectfully. Is the Tidot because the Tidot in places that marry the way, even though the 12-month period expires, and sometimes the Menina might be the Tidot, not neglectfully, not negligently. It is the Tidot, but they are the Tidot. So, the more he died, he needs to use the expression in his suit. So that the woman is the subject, not the man is the subject. So the man, that means that the man is the dog. But what does that mean, is the dog? Neglect negligently is the dog. He come back to me. In other words, that they are negligently, neglectfully, culpably. So the woman refuses to get married on the day when the 12-month period expires, why are you away? In other words, he is the husband who wants to marry. I'm not married. But he says he just capriciously refuses. So how is it easy to say that Eichot Yisrael, Eichot Yisrael, El Olav Yisrael? So it's true that the lotion of Yisrael in the youth indicates that the Yisrael is the God. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have happened in the day when the Yisrael is the God negligently, respectfully, comfortably, but it's forcefully the image that the Yisrael, El Olav Yisrael, I got him in other words, he can say, oh, she was very keen, she was very keen, because only Eichot Yisrael, the Eichot, the Trume, so it's a rally, so it's a rally, the people when she's still so keen, or she's very sick, so then she's still Eichot Yisrael, Amar Abashe, komite lojone. Na i na tym tajem człowieku. To dzieje podpija tym istnienicy. Tym istnienicy the expression to end, the expression to be but even though the Yisrael Yisrael Zalosh is Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, but the reference to the case is because the Ma'akvah Yisrael, where the man is in the Meya, or the Yisrael, for them is the man is in the Meya, so then we understand as to why Zalosh is in the Yisrael, because it's his fault. But why do we need to use the expression me too? If we use the expression not so, well, the community will be born in Israel or not. The eye will be from the nation, the disease, from the name of the state of the nation. That was in the last. Project Abakal. How by my people come to the nation with the son of the nation? We come to the Savai Mark. How do we need to bring the Bible? Come on, come on, the nation. Or the nation. The nation. Why is the nation? Now, let's see the case. The case says, Moshe Omrei Yisafu today. So, since the way Yisafu says so, so you can say Yisafu today. No, I mean, you can reference to Chomsoni. Moshe Omrei, I know, coming along, you know, Moshe Omrei, you see, you can see, Moshe Omrei Yisafu today. It's not what it is. They look at each other. The other rabbi, my fellow God. So we see some places that in fact what they mean that can attribute it, she can behave, she can attribute it to his bedrock. And what means, why should she be entitled to attribute it to his bedrock? Maybe it's her bedrock? Maybe it's her bedrock, maybe you're looking at the other rabbi, my fellow God. Even you will need to be appearing of the video of one nation to the Amin of Abol Yerushim. We couldn't say it's your bedrock. We couldn't say to the power, it's your bedrock that you became sick. It's an account of your bedrock that you became sick. Why? Because it's more Shabbat that you give it to his bedrock rather than to his bedrock. Why? Because after all, he's in the Hulbach. So, and she is not the Holy Spirit. So in other words, so the first washing case disappears from the first washing case that we start with the day of really the practice thing. Mazon Chogo, in other words, she can say to him, your mother, they, the Orisho, he saw the show above, the Nabao saw the show. Now, that's another time. That seems to harmonize with the teacher of the Ramban. The Ramban here and today, so he is praying about that. And Rashi explains the fact of the day of and the basis of Mazoko. Now, what is Mazo? Mazo doesn't mean staff. Because yes, according to the Ramban, if we attribute anything to staff, we are in there. We are in there and we have to the right of coming to the general judge. If we agree with anything to stop. A Muslim or a Jew should not believe in stuff, in a flower. So, and it's not only the Ramadan to say, as a matter of fact, it's the more important that the Kidawa, the Nayan, the Israeli, the county, they get belonging, and they have a flower. The Nayan, the Israeli, the county, in Tenema, from the Kidawa, the Jew is not allowed to believe in stuff, in the destiny that he determined by the star. So, but what does Mazon mean in Sushi, Mazon explained it. Mazon Goran and Tate also explained it. Mazon Goran and the reason is why you cannot say, we say Mazon Goran and we cannot say Mazon Goran because the Nishi is not the clearest of the video. And then, so what does it mean, Mazon Goran? Now, Mazon means something that is in other words, it is, of course, we believe in Hashkoch HaKotim, but there are certain Hashkoch HaKotim, certain aspects of Yahagoha Kotli, kids are based upon logic. Because they can be explained by logic. But Yahagoha Zantari has certain containers that cannot be explained by logic. In other words, a human being is basically a gosh of dawn, a basically of the odor, can only meet out Midasadi. Not Midasadi, it's not shy to say that the basically is a headless, even that Nagoro should meet out Midasadi. It's shy to say that if somebody was able to resort, was able to resort, so then, and then evidence would be introduced that this able to resort, so had it good for him now. תשובה. הלוך הבאים של הרמב״ם שהפיקו זה אין לי מבינים על האחוז והבאים של הדיליון יישכו שכנגד כמה הבאים שנאמה יעני כמידורתאים יישוב אישו כנגד כמה תחיל שנאמה הלכים כיחוד יאללה תחיל והרבה וישיקו מרוביטייקו של פרדים והוא על ידי הלכים כנתחיל שנאמה יעני זה כלי לתרחים כלי לתרחים מי in the beginning of the world, considered the totality of the person. So sometimes the Sardin can really prove, even though he committed a virus for which he deserves a certain thing. Because when he is a mind, when heaven is called, the issue to decree, so it's on the basis of the totality of the person. But a virtue of what I'm doing, even there's not going to be a virus. They cannot, they have no right to issue a decree against the totality of the person. No human being in the Nahoda is competent to issue a decree against the totality of the person. Only against the person for a certain act, he might be insane. Suppose he was a young girl, he was a house savage, he's a boy, he's a boy, he's a boy. But he did shoot it, he's a savage girl. But still, the Mahdiin will be issued. Mahdiin will be issued. That's why the Aloha is having covered in the Shemayu, so if you just shoot it, so it's not meant. Why? Because any execution for the name of the Shemani is based upon the totality of the person. Some layers are just there, so it's removed. Therefore you say, Mahdi, in an entity or not, is not based upon the totality of the person, but just on the first act. So you don't know, sir, but look at the difference, the act is there. All right, anyway, so when we say Mahdi, Mahdi means something that is different. So anyway, Mazu is also, don't you have to do a Jehov? A Jewish believes that it's like Kohen Poti. But there are two aspects in a Kohen Poti. Certain area in a Kohen Poti, where it's based upon logic, it can be understood, it can be explained, and there are certain areas in that Kohen Poti that are inexplicable, because sometimes that Kohen does something, and does not manage to press the person because thousands of years later someone will be sent by him. So Chazal says that sometimes a certain person is scared if he's only the Rosh Hashanah, but he's scared because the descendant, a tzaddik, will be born thousands of years later. I mean that's marvelous. But what does it mean? It's not Chatzisholem, not Zad Kohen. Of course it's Zad Kohen. But Mazel represents that area of how the image in Zad Kohen Oti that is not based upon being, upon logic. It's based upon certain mysterious Chazene because of the psychology of the person and because of the future generation. So some memory, when we say Chatzisholem, let's say, if she became sick, so what the Amgale is that today, no one knows why a certain person became sick, but it's very likely that she became sick because of the bad luck of the husband. Not that it's needed for a specific mouth of air, because of the mysterious presence. So, from the mainland, he has to come to as an English for him in order to teach the husband the rest. So, in order to inspire him, he should be disposed for that which is good. So sometimes, let's say, now, if he plans to get married, let's say, on the day when the 12-month period expires, and then she begins to, all of a sudden, she begins to. So it's more likely that on the basis of the unknown Chesedes is Al-Kohen. So she became sick in order to chastise the husband. How chastise the husband? We don't know. That's easy. Many times, a cow becomes sick because on the day of the wedding, because there is a tension between between the Chotomim, between the Chotomim, the Kaler, about this, about that, who should be invited, and who should not be invited, and then the Kaler becomes this. So, he didn't like Chochet Chotim, so he told him like Chochet Chotim. But he doesn't mean he's like Chochet Chotim, he's the name for his personal. That Chochet has presented in order to instill a different role in the husband. So, the name is just called Mas. So, Rashi explained, Moshe Amri starts for the day old because Mazon Chogor. Now, since we have no any no reason as to why she should become sick now. So in the Haname, if let's say in the case where she became sick because she was up, let's say, several nights and didn't get any sleep and then she caught the cold. So then she wouldn't be able to make it back for first time. Why? Because then it's very easy to explain it why she became sick, because she was up many nights before the wedding. But in a case where we cannot explain why she didn't make it, and she didn't make it, so then she can say to him, it might be that your mother was here. Your mother was here. So what? But he can explain why his mother, not her mother, because after all, she is not even a chuyetet to get married. He's Mechuyah to get married, he's Mechuyah to the period of the job. So mainly, it's more reasonable to assume that it was his mother that was there in there. Rather than her mother. Then, yes, what is it?
Then it is not even doing
something for her? One second. Then they say, there is the initial Yisodesh of Abad, the Abad for the Torah. That, I think, is why we Ramban here. The Ramban is praying for that. Rashi says, in fact, that the day you eat, you can see Mazol Chogora. Your mother was there. Your mother was there. No, he said something else. He said, since she's coming to the bow, number eight, the man married the woman, and the woman comes now to meet her for the Pidach. So it's that. From the middle way, it's his responsibility, the Ramban. It's serious matter. Unless we know she's really negligent for his fault, so then it's not his responsibility. In other words, what's the halacha? The halacha is that since the 12-month period expired, so he's supposed to marry her, so even though he didn't marry her, we consider him as if he had been married. Because it's already the due date when they were supposed to get married. So in many ways, and suppose they did get married, and they were supposed to get married, then it would be clear to the father. And so even though they didn't get married, but since they were supposed to be married to each other, so in many ways, he's responsible for her as if she had been married. So now, the question is, so in the case where we know someone is at home, it's due to her negligence that he can't marry her. At the end of the day, you cannot be held responsible as if she has been married to you. After all, it's her fault. She was negligent because of her neglect that she didn't get married. They didn't allow me. They won't be able to marry. Let's say, suppose we know exactly why she was negligent. Because she went to a house where people were sick and it became contagious disease and she became infected with everything. If we know why she became sick, so in such a case, and because of that she became sick, on the day when the 12-month period expired, she will not be cleared in the division, even according to the second one. But in case where we don't know, we don't know whose fault it is. Nobody's fault. So, granted that it's nobody's fault, he's the one who married, who gave to her. He's Mikadosh her, he's made to her. It's not that she is Mikadosh him, that she is made to him. She's Mishu, but he's made to him. So in many ways, it's his responsibility. Unless it can be shown So then he's not the Holy Ghost. But if he cannot be shown that he's turned away, or if he can be shown that he's nobody's fault, nobody's fault, nobody's fault. Let's say, if the fault of the first body, let's say, suppose a criminal drug injected a certain germ into our organism, and the day, or the doctor, let's say, negligently injected her with the wrong bacteria, and because of that she became sick. So, in every case, so then we know. So, I mean, in such a case, there'll be an affinity between the first washing and the second one. Let's say, suppose, on the day when... This is why Teisa says, "Ubi kuntra spiritum dacte bora hapolomai." Even though Teisa, Rashi doesn't mention a word about hapolomai, but Rashi explains, Borach, the Omer Bedinu Borach, in sense, but she only becomes a Lechachon. So since Rashi emphasized the element of penalty, so that Shayach will be Borach, the Shayach penalty. But if Homo, how is Shayach still penalizing? What? It's not his fault? We can't penalize him just because he became sick? Alright, so that's what Jesus means. So he says, So he says, the Rashi is difficult because of the Yoshal. But in so far as our Lord is concerned, there is no spirit. Because when Rashi implies over there, vis-a-vis Yom, that Kibora, so he's not here to support anyone. But hold on now, so Rashi has reference to a Yom. So Yom means not so attached. The Yom is, until the Yom is not so attached, she's not his wife as yet. Even according to Mandoma, that hears it. So, but it's not the real kid. Until the Yom, she's not his wife in any way. Just as if, that's all. Mashiachin here, who said, she's his wife, but she's not in Suez. So Mimelev, seeing the deadline has expired, the 12-month period, or the 30-day period, has expired, so then, even though he's not a fool, so then, there is an Abaye, there is an alternative in the Gemara. Sabaye, that he should be doing in his Gemara. Anyway, why? Because Rashi explains the Halacha of Omar B'din Borach on the basis of a grass. Mashiach can be that Gemara who said, where the deadline has expired, we don't have to resort to a grass. Because since she is his wife, it's true that a vow is not required, Moses is not required in Zedekishtim, but she is wife anyway. And in addition, this man is right already, so we don't recourse to Knas, the penalty. Seeing man, under ordinary circumstances, she would be married. And if she wouldn't be married under normal circumstances, then he would be the delinquent. So, but, something happened. Became so he's not the infant. But under normal circumstances, the king and his chairs would remain consummated. But it would be consummated due to the fact he became sick. But since she's remained anyway, she is his wife. Without cause to a class. Without applying a penalty. So, as Chachon was, since no woman, she should have been his full wife, Yisua, and was of a certain illness. So, she's not his full wife, but she's his wife anyway. So, maybe it's considered as if she had been Yisua. Anyway, even though it's an illness, a child that like not. So there is an alternative in the Gemara that is made. The alternative in the Gemara that is machuyah to give on him. Mashenkin over there, she's not breathing. Just a weekend.
is it gas hidden. So, in order to be this, it must be by way of a penalty. Is it gas in the hiding? And it is the battle of hiding. He's a stranger, it just is. Yeah, that's all. He's not her husband in any way. As a matter of fact, he could be good. I'm living with it. All right, he decided to be a man. But he's a stranger. He's not her husband. There is a secret. So, but he's negligent. See, he ended up with a young man and neglectfully wanted to be a man. When he should have been younger, so he can counsel him. By way of telling my friend, he can be follow, so that child of the counseling. So why should he go with this? My friend can hear. He's a husband. But,
what?
But, and no, she's not the way the thing is. He knows so. But since normally, he should have been in also already. So maybe that comes a whole cause that he should be considered with an also. Since normally, he would have been in also, but the Konzachon might be that he should be
coming. But,
we have a point.
There is no youth. Even though the pronunciation is Yisu, this man is a wife and the woman did not get married. In other words, the woman is an object in that sentence, not a man. So still, the youth should not be married. So why did it appear in the sentence? The state made a mistake. Even though the pronunciation is so, if he has number in so, there will be no need. And it should be something red. So, Tate says, now, it seems, from Tate says, it seems that it's in the other ceremony, and the other text, two separate texts in the other ceremony. But the two texts contradict each other on one major historical issue. According to one of the news reports, so Rabbi Akubish put all the Mishnayos in writing. According to the other news of Rabbi Goyen, so Rabbi Akubish not put it in writing. He was just sabir, but it was not put in writing. Rabbi Rabashe, they actually used the Torah Shabbat to get out of the mind. But Rabbi Akodesh, according to one Yisrael of the Geras of Shere Goyen, did not put the Mishnah, did not put the Mishnah into mind. But what did Rabbi Akodesh do? Rabbi Akodesh is his father. Who is his father? Number one.
Of course.
All the Allah has the Mishnah was in Kupo Mishnah. But it wasn't organized. It wasn't organized in that way. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the Sabu. And then Rabbeinu HaKodesh, from Rabbeinu HaKodesh till Mar Rabbeinu Rabbine, so Baal Peh was four in that Nisach, in that old one. But it wasn't reduced to the wild by Rabbeinu HaKodesh. According to the other Nisach, so it was reduced into life. Now the one that we have done is to see Ramado says, when we see Shabbeinu, at Rabbeinu HaKodesh, we hibu behibu, which is London is in Rabbi. So the Rambo question is that Rabbeinu HaKodesh not only arranged, but he put it into life in this old life form. Now, from Rashi's Moshi in Asichas Achim, in Samar Gai, that Rashi Shikili, Rabbi Nakodi, did not reduce it to writing. He did not reduce it to writing. He knew it was the Sabbath. He organized it. That he only finished his Moches. So, he made the arrangement. Not the Aloches from the Kugel, but he made the arrangement. So, according to Rabbi Yaakov Ben, so in other words, things that she came here in that it was written by the Rambam, that the Mishnah, even before Rabbi Rabashi, was already in a written form. But even though it was in a written form, but our Tzidduk, there is no use. So the question is, how did he know? How did he know? Eichlis, Mishal, so, but how did he know? Omar Abba Choye, Posh Abba Choye, here's how he knows. Going on, so long, you can tell me, and what is it? Since our Tzidduk, doesn't tell you, so how did he know, how did Abba Choye know that the right pronunciation is Nisu, not Nosu, maybe it's Nosu. After all, the spelling is the same, Nosu and Nisu. Because our Pidikduk, there is no U, even in Nisu. On the contrary, if they say Shite had been like the Nusre, allegedly like Rashi Shite, that is Rashi Shite, that Rabbi Akoli didn't produce it in writing, it was all about there, so then it goes without saying. So why do you say it could more you can't trace? If it was reduced into writing, then you could say he had no couple of other connotations. Because after all, it was already circulating from Rebbe to Talmud, from Talmud to Talmud in a written form the way Sforim circulate now. Except that now it's printed and then it was written. So the main way we could say that there was no Kabbalah. It tells us we could only Kabbalah. But if we are going to assume that this Shite is like Rashi, that until Rabbi Rabashi, so the Mishnah was not in written form, so the Mishnah had to be taught the Kabbalah out there. So naturally they had the Kabbalah. Because how could the Rabbi teach about the Talmud a certain Mishnah without reading it one day? If it was also to teach it itself and only about faith. So obviously the Rebbe taught the Talmidim what the right pronunciation. Why the stances have to tell us such a chiddush? So it's mashma from the stances and the cases agree to the Rambam that Rabbi Akoni should use the whole Mishnah into writing. So the Mele, what to say? Now let's say, now that we have the more experience, so we don't necessarily have a Kabbalah how to read, because it means that we rely on the written material. So how? So the question was written by Jesus. How does Rabbi Choyer know that Noser is the same? Maybe Noser at all is the same seed without the Yud, Noser and Nisu. Same spelling, there was no U even in this. So Casey said, even though it existed in a written form, but still the Kabbalah was, each to each, that we have the pronunciation is this. Forgive me. And then, the A, the U in Osu, and Oshikoi, have a woman, and others, and others, and others, and others, and others. In other words, they had no Kabbalah to the pronunciation. They had no Kabbalah because they had it in a written form, so they didn't need any Kabbalah. But how do they know? Because from the Russian, from the text, we can see that the pronunciation needs to not know. Because it's not so, so then the subject is the Anoshim. So then we should say the Russian Rabbi, the Eichel is Mishalem.
One second.
No, here it says, many women too, Eichlein. But it says, Eichlein, Nishaloi. Eichlein, Nishaloi. So if it's Nisu, so we can understand the Eichlein, Nishaloi.
So if it's many women, there are so many men that are getting married,
which is really Oko Nishaloi. No, so that's why it's so there. The Mishneh is discussing each particular marriage separately, not of all the marriages of all the
husbands.
Now, so it's like this. He has mam b'loy nisu. Eichleis mishalot. They are entitled to support from the husband. Who is entitled? The wives. It was muta to get married, to marry two women too. So in other words, it has reference to one husband who is marrying more than one wife. So that's why it says Eichleis Mishaloi. But if it says Noso, so it refers to many marriages, many husbands. So then it should say Eichleis Mishaloi. If it's Noso, so the Mishnah is talking of a single case of one husband who is married, no more of one. So he says, Iki as man v'leisu. V'leisu, Eichleis Mishaloi. He's not in Chochmah, he's not in Leah. So, Iki as man v'leisu, Eichleis Mishaloi. So both wives, who were supposed to have gotten married, to have become married to him, but didn't, for some reason, so Eichleis Mishaloi. But if the right pronunciation is Iki as man v'leisu, so it has reference not just to one husband, to all the husbands down there. So then you should say, Eichleis Mishaloi. So that if it's Nisu, so the subject is singular. The subject of Nosu is singular. So that's why it's Mishaloi. But if it's Nisu, but if it's Nosu, so it should be Eichleis Mishaloi. Alright, now the Rosh. The Rosh, in the thesis of Rosh, which let us mention it. So the thesis of Rosh says that the reason he has the same kasha, how does Gemara know? How does Rav Chaim know that the right pronunciation is Nosu, is Nisu, not Nosu? So the Rosh says, because until Rabbi Levi Rav Ashi, so the Mishnah was not in a written form. So obviously, the rabbinic had to tell them the right pronunciation, because it had to be taught by pair. So you couldn't show him a written manuscript and tell him to read it. It was like, well, because Rosh Hashanah pay, I thought I show you anyway, Pichsah. So according to the Rambam, so there was a special head there, A class of Hashem, it was a Bezeho. So the Chachomim, with his show, so Rabbina HaKodesh, according to Rambam, was A Kiyah, the Nisa, with his show. Yes, we are best to have a double natural of the show. So because of any plastic from the Shemit, they don't have a Zechor, so Rabbina HaKodesh, was in the Mishya of Rav Shabbal Peya, that she was in the Chzal. So when the Mishnah was taught to Talmudim, it was taught from a text. From a text. But the Rosh says, no, it wasn't taught from a text, because of Rav Shabbal Peya, that she was in the Chzal. So naturally, they need the right pronunciation, because they have no other way of learning it. So you see, the taste of Shite is like Rambam, and the Rosh Shite is like Rashi, what we see in Antifa Tatel. And on that question, so there are two discoveries of the Gerrit Rastrakos.